Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Great to see those really joyous, smiling faces this morning. And we're going to be talking about the book of James 2 and 3. And right before we open and share this message this morning, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your great love, for your death on the cross, for all of us, saves us, Father. So grateful for the wonderful people here in the coffee shop. Just bless them and walk with them, Father. And bless your message as we it's shared amongst the group this morning. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Well, you know, James chapter 2 talks about do not think of yourself better than others. Remember, God created you and them as well. We need to respect them regardless of how rich or poor they are. Remember, God is watching. God is watching. Also, chapter 2 covers faith. When we get into chapter 3, we'll be looking at deals with the uncontrollable tongue and also deals with wisdom. Now, we as Christians must control our tongues. If we have a foul mouth, we do not represent Christ Jesus. When people see us cussing, the last thing they think of is we are Christians. We do not want to put that witness out there. We don't want to put that doubt in their mind. We sure don't want to be what they call a carnal Christian. You cannot witness for Christ and be effective if you cannot bridle your tongue. Let me say that again. You cannot be a witness for Christ and be effective if you do not bridle your tongue. Well, we're starting off reading in James chapter 2 this morning. And James chapter 2, the first part of it, we'll be talking about beware of personal favoritism. Okay. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man with filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothing and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand here or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. And whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one part, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Well, continuing on in chapter 2 of James, we're going to be looking at faith without works is dead. What does it profit, my brethren, if somebody says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked in dispute of daily food, and one who of you says to him, depart in peace, be warm and filled, do you not give them things which are needed for the body. What does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. And you can see that very, very plainly. Faith doesn't save you, but faith without works is dead. Now we're going to be looking at James chapter 3, which is very important. Most of us fall into this. No, I do sometimes too. The untamable tongue. The untamable tongue. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large, driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father. With it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter at the same time, same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grape bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. The last part of this, we're looking at heavenly versus demonic wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield full of mercy and good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Father God, I am so grateful that you allowed me to share the first couple passages in James. Be with us all in the coffee shop and bless us, folks, in Christ's name we pray. Amen.